squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities. Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center at 515-355-3200.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
But it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
He comes on damn near Power Pedo's full steam ahead.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million-dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is it. Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but never duplicated. Get this. Come September 2024, it'll be 40 years, four decades of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So I bring a unique combination of dance. But get this. I'm not the guy that's going to buy or the gal that's going to buy the pay-per-view tonight. Of course, I'm talking about the pay-per-view fight between Devin Haney and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. I'm talking about Ryan Garcia. Is Ryan Garcia on net case? Is he playing this for a fool? What's going on there? Straight up, you can tweet me at Not Average Page, or you can get us on the listener line here at 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7259. Straight up, this is the insider's look into the world of boxing. Of course, Devin Haney, a San Francisco resident, who claims he's from Oakland, but he was born here in the city by the gay, not across the bay in the city of Oakland. He was born here in San Francisco. But the bottom line is, of course, he defends the WBC Junior Welterweight Championship tonight against Ryan Garcia. And Ryan Garcia, of course, has been playing a bunch of mind games with the media, with everybody, with his promoter. Is he playing mind games? Is he running a game on us? Or is this like, as I said, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and there'll be an ambulance waiting for Ryan Garcia when the fight's over with? And I'm not talking about a medical ambulance. I'm talking about a psychiatric ambulance. Straight up, does he belong in a padded room? We'll talk about that and more with Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, after the break. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Viv TV, and the WBC TV Facebook channel.
For a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez. Woo!
Back from the PhD of Boxing. I'm talking about Socrates Palmer. We're trying to get his internet hooked up together as I speak. Of course, we're having him go through all kinds of nightmares because the power went out here last night in San Francisco, and of course when it goes out, I guess the studio, the backup generators weren't working like there are some, but the bottom line is we had an issue here as far as everything was turned off this morning. I didn't think I was having the audio. I was talking about just like coming in here and like turning around and walking out, but Daniel said stick around, I'll get it together. And guess what? Daniel got it together. But one guy that can't get it together is Don King. His quest for the best, of course, slated for April 27th at the Casino Miami, the Jai Hilai Arena down there. The fight card is postponed to a future date. Don King should just postpone everything. He's 92, can't get things together, and he's got Christy Martin in charge. Now, no knock on Christy, but Christy's been knocked around a little bit, and Christy probably isn't the sharpest knife in the drawer. And I'm trying to be nice here as far as administrative duties and things like that is concerned. But the bottom line is Christy Martin is in charge of Don King Productions. She is in charge of the boxing end of it. Bottom line is I don't think she's doing that good of a job. But we'll switch gears. We'll take it from the West Coast to the Bronx and bring, of course, boxing's PhD, Mr. Socrates Palmer. You missed your great theme music there, Mr. Ric Flair.
I caught the end part. Woo!
Let's go. Okay, well, you know, the people don't know that, but Ric Flair stole that. It aired originally on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, and then Ric Flair stole it. So more power to Ric Flair, but he's never copped to the fact he stole your theme song. Okay, we'll move on. Speaking of stealing things, is Ryan Garcia just going to steal a lot of money here tonight or what?
Well, it could be one of the biggest heists of the year. He's set to make a reported $30 million from this fight. He's actually making more money as a challenger. You know, Team Haney agreed to a 55-45 split just to make the fight happen. So, you know, listen, am I going to give Brian credit that all these shenanigans are to sell the fight? No, I don't. I just don't think he's that bright of a guy. I think he's just a weirdo. But he can fight a little bit. And, you know, I think people that are dismissing him completely, you know, I can't blame them, but I wouldn't be shocked if something goes, you know, the same way this whole week has been, which is weird. And the weird thing would be an upset.
Okay, Ryan Garcia didn't make weight by 3.5 pounds. Let me tell you what he did. He made Devin Haney come down from 170, whatever he weighs, 175, all the way down to 140 pounds. He watched Haney suffer. He made him suffer. And then he said, F you, I'm not going to make the weight. I mean, whoa, man. If I would be like, if I was Haney, I would be beyond livid.
That was crazy, yeah. I mean, and you think about it, $1.5 million he had to give up.
Out of $30 million, who cares? If you got that kind of advantage?
Exactly. I mean, Ryan is probably getting that as far as, like, any endorsements he's getting for this fight. Whatever T-shirt or whoever patch he wears on his trunks, it's chump change, right? And it almost reminds me of when Floyd Mayweather made his comeback and he fought Marquez. He had zero intention of making the weight, and he threw a couple of peanuts to Marquez, and Marquez said, okay, you know, I'll take the fight. And then, you know, he was not even competitive. And when the two stepped into the ring, it looked like a welterweight against a fat featherweight.
And that's exactly what it was. I mean, that's exactly what it was on paper. Speaking of Floyd Mayweather, is he buying all these ads on the internet, these different Facebook pages where I keep saying the greatest fighter of all time? Is that just clickbait, or is he buying this stuff?
I wouldn't put anything past anybody. Social engineering, right? Social media engineering. There's a lot of clickbait. There's a lot of bots, what they call. Look, you know, Floyd has to stay relevant. If you're telling me that he's got a team doing this behind him, I wouldn't be shocked. Nothing in 2024 shocks me.
I'm going to ask you something, see if you agree with me here. Is he the most despised boxer in history, if not at least modern boxing history?
I would say the last, yes, absolutely. I can't think of another person who's that polarizing, but the scale as far as dislike is definitely more. You know, it weighs heavy on the dislike. There's a pocket of fight fans that are like part of the cult of Floyd, but I would say he's much more despised individual than liked.
But the guy goes to the store. He's got to take four guys twice the size of Daniel, and Daniel's a big dude. He's got to take like he's got these four obese guys. It's like four guys from Weight Watchers like took the day off and went to work for him.
Right, and I want to know the first one who's going to take the bullet for his skinny self, right? It's ridiculous.
I told you when I was interviewing for Facebook for the interior security team down there in Los Altos, California. They wouldn't tell me who the client was. Who the client who I would be working for? But they told me that this client hung around with J Lo and people like that. Big deal. And he was Zuckerberg. Anyway, so they said to me, how would you feel about taking a bullet for the boss or stepping in front of a knife? I said to him, is this interview over? They want us. I mean, and you know what? There are other guys I know because I've been involved in meetings like that, in hiring people. There are people that would say they would do things like that, but nobody's going to step in front of a gun for Zuckerberg. I'm sorry. I'm not going to do it anyway.
And I don't see anyone that would, you know. I mean, only what, the FBI? The CIA?
The Secret Service? No, the Secret Service. The CIA. Are you kidding? The CIA, they set presidents up for killing. They don't protect them.
That's right. That's true. Yes.
All right. So all this money tonight, $30 million, and of course he is the A side as far as popularity is concerned and the money is concerned. I think it's a 60-40 split. But even if the 60-40 split is more money than Devin Haney could ever make in his entire, I mean, he's cashing in one fight. He can just go home, forget it.
Yeah, I mean, he could. Theoretically, he could. You know, he could retire and live a very comfortable life no matter what happens tonight after this fight. And I wonder if the cupboard's going to be bare. You know, is this the last time we're going to hear from Ryan Garcia on such a big platform? Because he has tarnished his brand so much. You know, if anyone was riding high, I would say 2 years ago, it was Ryan Garcia. He was on top of the world.
Man, he had Joe Goosen, who I had all the confidence in the world, not so much anymore, but I had all the confidence in the world in Joe Goosen. He handled the Ruelas brothers, Michael Nunn. I watched him work with four-round guys, six-round guys. I watched him in the gym down in Residi, California, work at the country club, the whole nine yards. I mean, I thought to Joe Goosen, once he got a hold of Ryan Garcia, he would discipline Ryan Garcia. Well, guess what? didn't work out that way. He said the trainer, Ryan Garcia, was a collaboration of himself, Ryan, and Ryan's father. So, of course, that was going nowhere real fast. But the bottom line is, I never thought that Goosen would sell out like that. I didn't think he would. And then, let me kick Joe Goosen in the nuts a few more times, okay? He did the Amazon Prime thing a couple weeks ago, right? He was a broadcast. He didn't know the rules. He never brought up the fact they could have stopped the fight after right then and there for a technical draw after two rounds because of the accidental foul, that kind of good stuff. Could have stopped it after four rounds when the scorecards. After that, they could have stopped at any point in time. But if they went to the scorecards after four or five, there's a chance the zoo would not have been winning, correct?
Absolutely correct. The Amazon broadcast team dropped the ball. That's one of the basics when you're doing the fight. You have to know the rules in place.
They reminded me of a drunk TV KO team. I'm serious. I can't remember who the chick was. Oh, yeah, Cindy Barton. That's who it was. She was a judge for TV KO. Actually, she got the gig over me. All right? She got the gig over me because she was a woman. She was a woman. They wanted to put a woman in there, and they wanted to not only spice up with a woman, but she was a professional boxing judge as well, and she was married to Jim Hunter and slept with a whole bunch of people in Las Vegas that were important, okay? So Cindy Barton had connections. So she was on TV one night we were in Sacramento, California. She was doing a TV KO broadcast, and I was doing a broadcast right next to her, and they asked her for her score. She's a judge, right? Sock, she couldn't give them a score. She didn't know the score. How do you have the fight scored after 10 rounds? She didn't have a score. So anyway, so I ripped her up in my column on Flash Magazine. She was fired the next week. Coincidence, perhaps?
Maybe it was coincidence.
I told Seth Abraham that was the biggest mistake you ever made in your life, Seth. Uncle Seth, of course, the CEO of HBO Sports, and went off to do his thing at Madison Square Garden. Now he's retired in New York and doing his thing. That guy, I think that he was the savior of boxing. I think he was the guy that put all the big fights together. He was the guy that made enemies come together and do business. I think he was the savior of boxing. And I think that when he walked away, I think, and HBO walked away, I think the game is limping. I'm trying to be nice.
I think you're being nice. I think you're being, you know, you're not trying to offend too many people. But yeah, absolutely. Seth Abraham was a major player. HBO was sorely missed. I've said it before. You know, look, HBO the ending was not good, right? I mean, the main event was, the last fight was Cecilia Bracus, right? No knock on Cecilia Bracus, but that should not be the last fight ever on the history of HBO. But, you know, HBO, it always felt like a big night, you know, and they are sorely missed in the game, for sure.
You know where I miss them?
Where?
The pocketbook. It was $2,000 a week.
Ouch.
Grand a week to do a one-hour show for him. I mean, Uncle Seth took care of Pedro, man. I was like, you know what he called me one time? He called me a minch, which in Yiddish means like you're really like a really noble man, you're a great guy and all this kind of good stuff, right? So he called me a minch and he put his hand on my shoulder and he's from New York, so I thought this was like the Jewish mafia curse or something like that. I ran away, I was freaking out, I didn't know what to say, so I think I went to Jack Fisk, and I told Jacob Finkelstein, was born, so I went to Jack Fisk and said, he called me a minch, what does that mean? He goes, he doesn't think I'm a minch. And I said, yeah, so what does it mean? He goes, it's probably the best thing he could ever say about you. And I said, whoa, good old Seth Abraham. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. You're inside. Look in the world of boxing and MMA. More with Boxing's PAC, Soccer News Palmer after the break. And at 40 after, I'll have a big surprise for you. No doubt about that. You are tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide on WBC TV.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children, and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
It's a poor man's sport. Man, come, I came from the street. My mother was on welfare. I come. I had all my hopes in it. All my hopes from head to toe. I got my mother's house. I support my son. I got cars forever. Nice training camp. Good people. Well known. Well loved. Can't complain. Hey, break my jaw. Bottom line is, after you break my jaw, I still got my $1 million.
It's worth the risk.
It's worth the risk. Every bit of it.
My next guest is pretty tight with Jamie Foxx. Of course, I'm talking about boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, and based on information provided by the sainted one, I'm talking about Sir Thomas Dillenbooth. My first question for you, sir, you didn't play full court basketball with these guys, did you?
No, no, not one bit. Not even half court.
Hey, here's what's up. They were nude. Puff Daddy and his crew, all those guys were nude playing basketball. Why would you play basketball nude if you weren't a freak?
Oh, my goodness. And wasn't Devin Haney in the pool party with Diddy?
I don't know. There was a lot of guys who were in full part. There was some pastor that resigned this week. They, you know, and Jerule, the rapper. Of course, I've heard tapes of him and P. Diddy behind the doors and this kind of stuff. I mean, this is pretty crazy. And of course, I told you I met him in at a Prince Nassim Ahmed fight. And you know what was freaky, Sock, is what I didn't understand was he was dressed the same way as the dude that was with him. I mean, I don't dress up like Daniel. You know what I'm saying? When we go places, I don't dress up like Daniel, but these two guys, it was like A and B. In other words, it was like if Puffy was a size 48, as far as, you know, so sizes are concerned, the other guy was like a 38, but they were both dressed the same. They were like twins, but different sizes. So what I never understood that. Anyway, of course, the guy was looking a little limp-wristed. When I say limp-wristed, I mean that – No knock on anybody as gay this and that, but P. Diddy, of course, that was a big front, and he preferred guys over girls, and you know, with Jennifer Lopez and all that kind of good stuff about to break out, I think that the feds are looking at a whole lot of evidence right now. I'll change subject real quick because if we go any further, we're going to get in trouble, no doubt about that. Now, it looks like David Morrell is not going to stick around at 168. He's going to step up to 175 and fight for the WBA 175-pound title. Of course, the WBA Championships Committee has granted special permission for the super middleweight champion, of course, undefeated lad, originally out of Cuba, now living in Minneapolis, Minnesota, which is unbelievable. You don't go from Cuba to Minneapolis. That's like a weird metamorphosis there, a weird change. And even Morrell to move up a division and fight the WBA regular light heavyweight champion title against number six rank, Radivoj Kaladzic. Of course, that's going to be in June. The approval was made with the specific conditions, which among that is Morrell must vacate his super middleweight title if he wins the 175-pound belt. Are these guys leaving Canelo?
Apparently, that's what it seems like. Is Morrell chasing Benavidez? You know, is a year from now, are we going to have the same conversation that we have about Canelo? Is Benavidez ducking Morrell? Look, either way, if either one of those guys remain a light heavyweight, they're not even competitive against Better Beev or Bivol.
Okay.
So, you know, it's just a stay busy fight. And PBC guys, I mean, they have to fight, right? I wonder how these guys pay their bills.
Well, you know, PBC, in other words, good old Al Heyman, he told Rolly Romero he wouldn't let Rolly Romero take the fight with Ryan Garcia, which was a pay-per-view fight. He could have made 15, 20 million bucks just being the B side of that one. And then instead, he gets lit up for a small change.
Yeah, he did. Not a wise move by Uncle Al.
No, it was a wise move. He sacrificed Rolly. That was a perfect move.
Perfect move for
because he
Al,
gets but he sac he sac I mean as far as Al Heyman's concerned, he needed to sacrifice a guy to get into another position. Guess what? Rolly had run his ropes, had run his course. Of course, the fight with Ismael, whatever his name was, of course, that was a bit of a rip off. So yeah, so you know he was working on borrowed time.
I can see the point of view for that. Yeah, and all those guys are leaving now. Jared Ennis just recently signed with Matchroom Boxing. So
who cares?
You don't think Boots Ennis could be a player at one?
No. You were talking about Jared Ennis for me. I watched that fight with him last week. Let me tell you, he was like fighting a guy. I'm trying to be respectful here. But I, in my life, I scared a few guys. And then guys were scared, and maybe they were scared just boxing. But anyway, when guys were scared and they wouldn't throw, I kicked their ass. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I unloaded on them. If it had to go the distance, so what? But I'm kicking your ass. I'm beating you on your arms. I'm beating on your chest. I'm beating on your head. I'm beating on anything you give me, I'm beating on you. Well, guess what? Jared Anderson looked very pedestrian last week against a guy that they came to get knocked out.
I meant Boots Ennis, not Jared Anderson. And what's up with ESPN? Putting another stinker. I mean, they've had a horrible year between Shakur Stevenson. Yeah. You had Jermaine Ortiz, and then last week, the only one laughing was probably the UFC because all those fights. I mean, you talk about you want to make the switch, you know, in combat sports. That was they've had a horrible year. I don't know if it's matchmaking or what, but I mean, three snoozers in a row. You know, they've really hit a wall.
One of the headlines last week of Fight News was that Sebastian Fedora's promoter, Samson Likowicz, is offering Tim Tszyu a rematch. In other words, if the corner played the game right, he'd still have that O. He'd still have the money. They'd be talking about a rematch, maybe doing it down in Australia or something like that. But instead, he's on the outside looking in.
Yeah, I mean, it's how quick things can change. And going in, not too many people gave Fedora a shot, you know, and this happened to...
Yeah, but he... Listen, put it this way. Tim Zhu didn't win 30 seconds after that cut. That's all there is to it. He didn't win 30 seconds after the cut. So, I mean, maybe he just didn't. I used to say a guy didn't win a minute, but he didn't win 30 seconds. At the end of the day, I think it was a terrible outing as far as the Tim Zhu corner is concerned. The officials were bad. What was the ringside doctor thinking? If ever there was a fight, you should have stopped because of blood. That was it. And Ryan Murray was the stiff against Jared Anderson last week. So Jared Anderson gets a D- on my scorecard for that one. What about you?
I agree. I mean, the broadcast team wanted to make excuses that the other fighter wouldn't engage, but you as a pro have an obligation. Make him engage. How many guys engage with Mike Tyson?
I got to ask you, is Tim Bradley dating Jared Anderson?
No, but he sure knows, who signs his paycheck. So it's very rare that he's going to crap on a top-ranked fighter.
Crap on him? Oh, my God. More copulated would be a better word. Anyway, Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia, we are hours away now. Give me your prediction here. Can Haney score a knockout?
I think he can score. Sure. I mean, he's got fast hands and, small gloves. He could hit Ryan, in the right spot. I mean, Ryan has quit before, so he's got that in his DNA. I think the fight can be competitive early. I think Ryan's going to come out strong early, and Devin has to kind of weather the storm. And then after probably about the fifth or sixth round, you can see Ryan probably fade. That's where you're going to find out if Ryan really is in condition. And if he did, make Devin suffer those 3 pounds, for a reason. If he finishes the fight strong, then hey, Ryan is smart as, sly as a fox. It was good strategy. But it'll kind of also be tainted, and poor Devin Haney, it's like he's constantly searching for legitimacy, ever since he won his first title. He beat a C-level guy in Kambosos. He got a gift against Lomachenko. Now if he whips up on Ryan Garcia, he beat a guy that's not in the best mental state. So it's like Devin cannot catch a break.
Yeah, but you know what? Devin needs to put on a show tonight. I don't mean a boxing show. He needs to go out there and kick some ass. If he's for real, show us tonight. Anyway, Mr. PhD, you have a great week. I guess you're going out with Diddy this weekend?
No, sir. I'm keeping it very local. I'm going to be, in my living room all weekend.
Okay. Just checking with you, man. You're the Bronx. We know you're the Bronx bomber. This and P. Diddy calls you for advice. Anyway, have a great week. Hug the kids. Hug the wife. I'm just joking. I love you. Have a great week.
I love you more. Thank you very much, brother.
The one and only Socrates Palmer, Boxing's PhD on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Plane bound for backlash.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9. Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9.
Yesterday was the 71st, birthday of the late, great Alexis Arguello, AA, of course, the finest fighter ever to come out of the country of Nicaragua, maybe the greatest super featherweight or featherweight of all time. But the bottom line is, of course, he and Salvador Sanchez never hooked it up. Of course, that was going to be a fight they were trying to put together. Had Sanchez been successful in that fight against Juan Laporte, of course, that was a rematch he was training for when he died. The Alexis Arguello fight at 135 was supposed to take place. Sanchez and Alexis Arguello. But anyway, Arguello, of course, celebrated birthday number 71 yesterday. Of course, he passed away about 2008, 2009. I talked to him about 2 or 3 weeks before he died. But, you know, when I think of Alexis, I think of the hard times and the times when he was drinking and acting the fool and this and that, and me having to put him in check. I mean, I was his friend. I consider myself his friend. And when he went off the rails, per se, in 1989, he went off the rails, per se, and talked about he wanted to die on this very show. He came on the show and said he wanted to die. Of course, I was talking to his wife at that point in time through an interpreter, and she told me that Alexis was smoking white powder out of a Coca-Cola can. Well, of course, I immediately realized that was crack. And, of course, once Alexis heard that I was on the phone with her and we were doing this radio interview, he grabbed the phone from her and said, Pedro, I want to die, I want to die. And, of course, that's when the great Jose Suleiman, I called him like at 1 o'clock in the morning, and he picked up the phone. Jose picks up the phone at 1 o'clock in the morning, like, bueno, I mean, in Spanish, right? And I'm like, I'm freaking out in English. I'm blown away. I mean, Alexis wants to kill him. So imagine what it was like for me to have to go through another hour and 15 minutes of the show not knowing what to do. I didn't know what to do. I mean, here was a man contemplating suicide. Pedro, I want to die. Say what? I want to die. That's what he said on the air. I didn't know how to take it. I didn't know what to do. I mean, I would call 911 if he was like, it was Daniel that said that to me. I said, send the cops over to Daniel's house, right? Or an ambulance over to Daniel's house. But this is Nicaragua. I didn't know what to do. So when I called Suleiman at like, 1:30 or 2 o'clock in the morning, because I got off the air at 11, so I was like, it was about 1:30 or 2 in the morning there. And I said to him, I woke him up, and I said to him, listen, Alexis is talking about killing himself on the radio. I'm freaking out. I don't know what to do. I don't know. Godfather, I don't know anybody to call. That's why I'm calling you. And that's why I called Jose, because I didn't have anybody to call at that point. I sure the hell wasn't going to call Don King. I mean, our Bob Arum and these guys can't call no promoter. So anyway, I called the man that put it all together as far as the World Boxing Council is concerned, Mr. Jose Suleiman, and that was a big bit of a touchy conversation tonight. And he told me the next morning, he goes, Bether, I will have somebody call you at 10 o'clock in the morning. I said, don't have somebody call me. You call me. That's the way I was. Anyway, so he calls me back at 10 o'clock. He says, what's your schedule look like for the next 3 or 4 days? I said, what do you mean? What do you want me to do? He goes, I want to send you to Managua, Nicaragua to get Alexis. I said, what do you mean, get him? He goes, I want you to go down there. He goes, Pedro, find a rehab for him in San Francisco. Of course, there's lots of Nicaraguenses in San Francisco, but big Nicaraguan population here. So he goes, find a rehab center for him in Nicaragua, in San Francisco, and we'll pay for it. You find a house, you rent the house for 6 months. This is what he said. So he gave me 40 grand. Jose Suleiman guy gives me $40,000. He says, you rent the house, you rent it for 6 months, blah, 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 blah. You have food. I don't want Alexis to have to spend a dime. We're going to get him through this, no doubt about that. So anyway, I have this, you know, I'm down there for, I guess, about a week and a half, maybe 9-10 days, something like that. So anyway, about the 9th day, we have this intervention type of thing. We have this big meeting with Alexis and his wife and his priest and, you know, everybody that gives a spit about Alexis Arguello was there in that living room that night. His kids were in the other room. And we confronted him on the cocaine thing. And he says, look, I'm not a junkie. He says, I don't shoot anything on my arm. You're not going to tell me I'm an addict. I'm not a junkie. I'm not shooting anything on my arm. If I was shooting something on my arm, I know I'd have a problem, but I don't have a problem. So, okay, so we went back and forth and back and forth. He wasn't going to rehab. He just wasn't going to rehab. Sorry. So the very next day, he takes me to the airport. I'm disappointed. I mean, I just am. I mean, I went down there with the intention of bringing the entire family back. In fact, I had, like, reservations on first class. No, Jose Saluma, don't fly nobody coach. Anyway, I had first class tickets all reserved for them to come back as far as reservations were concerned. Thank goodness I didn't buy the tickets. But anyway, I had the reservations made. They didn't do it. He didn't want to go to rehab. So I think I refunded like $39,000-something to Jose Saluma out of the $40,000, some of the money I kept as far as expenses were concerned. But bottom line is Alexis didn't want to go into rehab. Said he didn't have a problem, right? So that was August and September of 1999. So anyway, a few days later, a few months later, Alexis is getting high and driving through Managua, Nicaragua. And on New Year's Eve, I think 2000, he got into a car accident and somebody got hurt. So the Nicaraguan government told him, look, pal, you know, you're a dope fiend. You're a junkie. He didn't like hearing that. You're a junkie. Alexis didn't want to hear the total denial. You're already lying. I'm not a junkie. He was telling me about this. I'm not a junkie. The cops are telling him, you're an addict. You're a junkie. Blah, blah, blah. Whether you shoot or not, you're a junkie. Oh, Alexis couldn't believe it. Anyway, so he went to jail that night, New Year's Eve 2000, and they said to him, listen, if you don't straighten up your act, you're going to jail for a long time. And he said, what do you mean? And Alexis, you know, big, tough guy, boxer, former 3-time world champion, the biggest star in the history of the country, no doubt about that. You know, still jail's a rough place to be. You know, no doubt about that. Nobody wants to be incarcerated. Believe me, I spent one day in jail for a traffic ticket. That was a nightmare. Anyway, so he doesn't want to go to jail. So he says, okay, I'll do anything you want. The government says to him, you got to go to rehab. So he goes to rehab down there in Nicaragua, cleans himself up off of everything, including booze. He had a bad drinking problem for a long time, but he cleans himself off the cocaine, the crack, the booze, but he can't kick cigarettes. He couldn't kick cigarettes, couldn't do it. Of course, that was his Jones. In fact, you know, every day of his life, as far as being a professional boxer was concerned, Alexis Arguello smoked cigarettes. Some guys smoke. They just did. Bob Foster had a beer each night and a cigarette. Of course, the former light heavyweight champion out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. That's the way he used to train. He goes, man, I was so light. This is what he said to me. I was so light, I could have made super middleweight if they had super middleweight back in the day, 168. I was fighting at 175. I had to drink a beer each night to make weight. Nobody's ever told me that in their entire life. I fought at welterweight. And I was a junior welterweight, but I didn't have to drink no beer. I didn't to make the weight. Now I just got licked at 147. Okay, there's no doubt about it. Drinking beer didn't help. Anyway, at the end of the day, Alexis Arguello recovered, and we saw each other a couple, you know, maybe half a dozen, maybe 10 times after that. And I think he died in 2008, 2009. But one time we saw him at the International Boxing Hall of Fame, and he told this writer from Tim, I can't remember what his name was, Tim something from the New York Daily News, hey, this guy saved my life. Tim Scott? I can't remember. Anyway, he said, hey, this guy saved my life. And I was like blown away by that he would even think that, that he wouldn't consider that. He would tell people in public that I saved his life. In fact, when we went to the bar that night, Graziano's there in Canastota, New York, where we used to get drunk as a skunk. One time I had to take him out of there because he was acting a fool, okay? So anyway, we went to his place and he wasn't drinking. That was sort of cool. So I don't drink much. I don't drink at all now. But back then, I didn't drink much because, you know, I don't want to be impaired. And the reason why I didn't drink much is I was always afraid to get my ass whooped. That's just, I'm telling you, I never lost a street fight in my entire life. I never lost a street fight. There's nobody that people can say they jumped on me. Two or three guys jumped on me. But nobody could ever say they beat me one-on-one in a street fight here in San Francisco. And I fought a lot of times. In fact, I fought to the point where guys would come from Daly City and Crocker Amazon. Daly City was another city on the border of San Francisco. And from Crocker Amazon Park, they would come over to Bobby Antelli's house on Coleridge and challenge me to fight. I kid you not. We'd have a party and they'd want to fight. So, but the bottom line is I never lost a street fight and I was scared of losing a fight. I mean, I was That's got to be the most perilous thing I've ever thought about, was getting lit up by somebody and not being able to do something. So that's why I always try together and try to stay together and not drink. But Alexis, he turned his life around, and, you know, he was the mayor of Managua, Nicaragua at that point in time. He was talking about running for president of the country. And this is where I think he crossed the line with the Sandinistas. The Sandinistas were a socialist or semi-communist group down there of armed military types in Nicaragua that took over after, I think, President Somoza. I think he failed miserably. Anyway, they took over after him, and Alexis had to sleep with these guys in order to become mayor of Managua. That's what I was told. So he had some type of relationship with these guys, and I'm not saying intimate, you know what I mean, sleep with. Anyway, but the bottom line is he had a close relationship with the Sandinistas, and that he wanted to break away from the Sandinistas, and that's how he got killed. That's what brought about his death, was the fact that he was going to make a move against them, and they said, you know what, man, we own you. You're our whore now. No, you don't belong to nobody. You don't belong to Don King. You don't belong to Bob Arum. You belong to us, and you're going to do what we want. And guess what? Alexis said, no, I'm not going to do what you want. And evidently, a couple days later, he was dead. And he was shot near the front door of his house. I have a picture of him at the front door, him leaving, or him and me together at the front door of his house. In fact, I was leaving for, I think, one of the final times when I was down there in Managua. And it's a sad picture. I mean, I look back at the time and realize that, you know, he wouldn't be alive another 10 years. And, of course, you know, at the end of his life, as I said, he was doing right things. He wasn't on dope. He wasn't drinking, still smoking them cigarettes. But, listen, let me tell you about cigarettes. When I worked as a cop, I put a lot of guys in jail, okay? I saw a guy. In fact, when I worked in the jail for the SF Sheriff's Department for a year and a half after I left the police department as a school teacher. That's why I got a teaching credential. You think I'm a dummy, but I got a teaching credential, and I taught school, a high school teaching credential from the Milpitas School District. So I taught school in the San Francisco County Jail down there in San Bruno. So when I taught life skills and physical education. So that was, you know, I mean, that opened my eyes to a lot of things, especially addiction, because of the fact that I'm going to get a little gross here at one point. Probably too gross. So I'm trying to lay this out without trying to lay it out. Okay, a guy gets a bank embezzler, a bank president goes to jail for embezzling $750,000 back in 1993 or something like that. Okay, so he embezzles all this money. So he's a fat dude, and they took him when they take away your belt. Of course, you know, he had a hold of his pants. He took away his tie, the whole nine yards. So he's in jail. He's in jail, and he can't make the bail. And I think his bail's like $250,000 or something. So he can't make the bail. So I see this guy walking back and forth. He's pacing all the time. I'm there for about a week and a half watching this guy, probably maybe 10 days, watching this guy pace back and forth. Of course, I had Saturday and Sunday off, so I don't know what he did on the weekend. But during the weekdays, this guy did nothing but pace back and forth all the time. So anyway, I hold a class one day, and it's tearing, and he's not pacing back and forth. In fact, I don't even see the dude. And I hold a roll call, and there's supposed to be 52 guys in the jail. Now listen, I'm taking roll call in a jail cell. There's supposed to be 52 guys there, right? Well, guess what? There's only 50. Holy cow, I'm getting ready to freak out. I mean, because who are they going to point the finger at if two guys are out of there during a class? Me, right? So I'm freaking out. Two guys are missing. So I'm going, hey, there's two guys missing, this and that. And one guy says to me, he goes, hey, Pac-Man. That's what they used to call me on the street as a cop, Pac-Man. Of course, that comes from the movie Colors, but I sort of grasped onto that name because I was a Pac-Man. And, you know, I went around and arrested guys. And one time we got eight guys in a police car. Seven and a half, actually. One guy's arms were hanging out the window and that kind of good stuff. But the bottom line is they call me Pac-Man. And in jail, I got to watch guys kick everything, kick crack cocaine, kick speed, kick heroin, the whole nine yards. They could kick things in a minute, but they couldn't kick cigarettes. And back to the guy, the banker that was pacing back and forth, he was copulating some guy for a cigarette down the hall in one of those cells. So I was absolutely blown away by that. And when I went home that day, I cried. And why didn't I cry? I didn't cry because of this dude, man. I mean, I cried because of him. I cried because of my mother. Because I realized my mother was so hooked on these goddamn cigarettes that she couldn't get off them, okay? I mean, if this guy was willing to go to those extremes and for a cigarette, God knows the temptation and the addiction of nicotine, et cetera. Bottom line is I miss my mother. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Did I get emotional there? Yeah, I guess I did. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Alexis, I miss you, my brother. Happy birthday. Birthday number 71 yesterday, of course. He died a broken man to an extent from boxing. Because boxing cheated him. We'll talk about that after the break. Of course, Aaron Pryor and Panama Lewis ripped him off of a place in history.
Listen. I know a place where people rain true. The sort of place they're in a...
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Guy goes to the doctor says, I got bad news, you don't have long to live. He says, how long have I got? The doctor says, 10. The guy says, 10 what? The doctor says, 9.
Daniel didn't get that one. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. Want to mention the fact the National Golden Gloves going down in Motown, of course, Detroit, May 13th through the 18th. That will be covered on Veev TV, I believe, with the bottom line is the National Golden Gloves. When I fought the Nationals, I fought against Ernie Chavez. The guy almost murdered me. He should be arrested for attempted murder with that right hook. He hit me 3 times in the entire fight, and I went down twice. So the bottom line is I wasn't a welterweight, and I went up to 147 thinking, I can win. I don't want to lose the weight. I was bitching and moaning about going from 140 to 139 pounds. So I was bitching and moaning about 1 pound, and they said to me, the camp said, you know what, why don't you try moving up in weight? Yeah, blah, blah, blah. What a mistake. Size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. This was not pornography, but guess what? It was pornographic in the way Ernie Chavez tore me apart with just 3 punches. So at the end of the day, I looked across the ring. There was 8 guys over there. 8 guys. Not one-on-one Ernie Chavez. 8 Ernie Chavez, of course. Then I looked at the referee, and there was 3 of them. So I didn't know which one to talk to, but the bottom line is one of them said to me, would you like to continue? I said, no doubt about that. Let me pull the plug on this one. Hours away, Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia. Don't know what to say about that one, except I expect Devin Haney to prevail here. He's got the natural size. The fact that he is a better boxer than Ryan Garcia, and of course his camp is a little bit more tighter than Ryan Garcia's was allegedly. So bottom line is we don't know whether Ryan's running a con or not, but whether he is, We'll find out soon. Of course, that's on pay-per-view tonight. I think it goes to DAZN pay-per-view, something like that. Anyway, April 27th, next week, DAZN's going to have Josh Taylor and Jack Catterall. I guess these guys are going to finally hook it up. They were supposed to hook it up several times. I think it's going to be at 140 pounds. Of course, the first fight was a bit of a ripoff. Josh Taylor got the call, but Jack Catterall won. The 27th, of course, take that back. May 4th, Canelo. Not Canelo. Canelo would be the macho thing of saying it, but Canelo would be the feminine way of saying it. Canelo Alvarez is going to take on, oh, God, I hate even saying this, Jaime Munguia. I mean, come on, man. I mean, you know, if this was a porno movie, there would be no expectations whatsoever. None. You would have no expectations. None. I mean, this would be like one of those, if there was a guy, like, previewing this movie, he'd be asleep. He'd be asleep. Not that Jaime Munguia is going to go to sleep in dramatic fashion. Not that Canelo Alvarez is going to go to sleep in dramatic fashion. It's going to be a sleeper of a fight. I don't think it's really worth it. Of course, the fight's going to be on pay-per-view, but if you live near the border, it'll be free. So what I'm trying to tell you is live near the border. Straight up, this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I forgot the spiel from Veeve TV, so I blew that today and went out of doubt. So at the end of the day, I just have to say I'll do that again. Bottom line is, I want to thank Danny for being so cool. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Most importantly, keep your butt off the canvas of life. This has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Veeve TV.